Daytona International Speedway. BlindMarkers.com coverage of the Blind Driver Challenge.
This is a pretty momentous day here for not only National Federation of the Blind, but for the movement of blind people in general. On the surface, yeah, it might just seem like it's a blind person driving a car. It's really so much more than that. It's about opening up technology. It's about advancement. It's about innovation. There's a lot of going on here. You can hear the excitement. We're over here in the NFB Grandstands, which are right here trackside in Daytona. Close to 400 people all around the country flew down here to Daytona Beach. Right now, that is not our Blind Driver Challenge car. Those are other cars that are zooming past us from right to left on the track in front of us. In about 10 minutes, though, the demonstration will occur where the blind driver, Mark Riccobono, from the NFB Jernigan Incident, will drive a modified Ford Escape. Modified with special sensors, special gloves, and also other vibratory feedback. The goal is to create a map of the area around you, and that will allow the driver to make their own decision. It's an important distinction between a car that a blind person could sit in and have it driven by them.
We are very close to the dignitaries transferring the key transfer ceremony, only moments away. It's looking good.
Congressman John Micah from Florida, head of the House Transportation Committee, is going to transport the car to the starting gate, where he will hand the keys to Mark Riccobono, who will drive it through a course here at Daytona International Speedway. As I was saying, the goal is to create a map for the driver so the blind driver can drive the car based on the cues that he or she is given. It's not a car that drives itself. It's a car that gives the driver the information they need to drive it themselves. Obviously, it has all sorts of implications for navigation, for travel, everything, say, from indoor navigation to navigating outside, off-road, all over the place. And far beyond navigation into areas that we might not have even imagined before. You can hear the Daytona
Challenge. It'll be coming up very shortly now.
The Blind Driver Challenge. You can hear the Daytona International race announcers. They will be joined, the PA announcers, by the NFB's Kevin Worley to kind of give a description of what's going on. Kevin has ridden in the car before. Driven the car before, so he can relate some of what Mark will be going through. Because not only will Mark be going around the track, he will also be avoiding obstacles and doing some other things as well. A lot of people have been talking about how this is really a lot more than just a stunt. It might seem like one of those feel-good stories. Oh, cool, a blind person is driving a car. But really, it's a lot more than that. This is only the beginning to the future of transportation. The ultimate goal, of course, would be to have full and equal inclusion. And to prove to society that, yes, we can do whatever it is that we say we can do. We've got some cheerleaders behind us. The NFB has never been known for being quiet. The demonstration will last for a half hour from 11:30 to 12. After that, there is a press conference that is being scheduled over at the Media Center, and we will be covering that as well. Neil Lewis from the NFB was speaking at a welcome gathering last night and points out, what's the one thing, if you go to a sighted person, what's the one thing that they say, what could a blind person not do? And the first thing that everyone says is, oh, yeah, like blind people, they can't drive. So that's part of the reason why driving a car was chosen. It's a challenge. It would not have been the easiest thing to accomplish. It certainly is not the easiest thing to accomplish as far as something that a blind person could do. But the whole idea here is to take the unattainable and make it attainable. And beyond attainable, completely feasible and doable. Will a blind person be driving on the road tomorrow? No, of course not. But remember, this is only the beginning. And you look at how fast technology has developed in other sectors. Nobody could predict the growth of computers 40 or 50 years ago, or even 20 years ago, and what they turned into now. Look at how GPS has changed navigation, and when it started out as just a military device. Not only for the blind, but this technology will make cars safer for everyone who drives, not just blind people, by providing new safety mechanisms and features that are built into the car. This is a standard Ford Escape. It's not a special car just designed and built for this purpose. While there's modifications being made to this car to provide feedback, it is a regular car. And we are at the home of racing, Daytona International Speedway. What better place to be than here? We're just a couple minutes away.
Here at the World Center of Racing, a few moments away from the National Federation of the Blind Blind Driver Challenge. In a few moments, Congressman Micah, 7th District of Florida, will be driving the Blind Driver Challenge Ford Escape out of the chute to the starting line. Dr. Mark Maurer, civil rights leader of the blind, the president of the National Federation of the Blind, and Congressman Micah will get out of the vehicle. There will be a key exchange ceremony. The congressman and Dr. Maurer will hand the key to Mark Riccobono, executive director of the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute. The first blind driver in Daytona will get into the car and he'll drive a slalom course. He will go around barrels and cones, and there will be some dynamic demonstration as well. Stay tuned.
We've heard some rumors of what some of that dynamic demonstration might mean as far as obstacles being placed in front of the driver. So we'll definitely have to wait and see. And it's our understanding that they will be describing what's going on for us over the PA. So you'll be able to follow along with us live from Daytona.
The Blind Driver Challenge, supported by the National Federation of the Blind Text to Give program. Text the word DRIVE to 89544.
The crowd here is being hushed a little bit. We just have a couple minutes to go. 25 minutes after 11, so 5 minutes until the 11:30 start time for the festivities.
Blind Driver Challenge 1, which will be driven by Mark Riccobono, is in the line. Blind Driver Challenge 2 is also there, and Neil Lewis will be the backup driver. Should we need an insurance?
Harold?
He's insurance.
Yeah.
You have two of these Blind Driver Challenge vehicles. The vehicle is created by a team at Virginia Tech.
Know that this was a competitive process launched by the National Federation of the Blind. A number of blind individuals tried to be selected to be the blind driver today. And Mark Riccobono was selected as the blind driver here at Daytona.
And exactly how it works. So maybe for our fans out there in the infield who are here for the Rolex 24, kind of explain exactly how Mark's going to be able to drive that car being blind.
We have developed, working with Torque Engineering and students at Virginia Tech University, some incredible interactive technologies. This is the pathway to the future as we're working to develop non-visual interface technology that will have side benefits for society at large. So Mark Riccobono will be getting sensor information from the car sensors, that will transmit it to software, which will interpret it and send real-time
information about where obstacles are and the route and speed, and that'll go to Mark's hands. They're on gloves. His hands are in gloves. We call them drive grips. And so as his fingers, different fingers will vibrate to tell him direction, left, right. He sits on a speed strip. And as the speed strip vibrates in different patterns, it'll give him a notion of the kind of acceleration or braking he will need to do.
It really is fascinating. It's sort of like an airplane pilot on instruments, only this is by touch rather than sight.
Yeah, the purpose is to develop new, innovative, non-visual interface technology so there won't be a robot driving the blind individual. It will be technology conveying real-time information so that the blind driver will be able to make his or her own decisions as we continue to develop these exciting technologies through the work of the National Federation of the Blind.
Kevin, you and I talked about this earlier. Accident avoidance, those types of things where they're building more robotics, where yours is more on the sensory side of actually being able to drive this car physically.
That's right. We want to indicate that blind people can be in control of their lives if we have the kind of technologies that can provide the information necessary.
Well, Kevin, the cars are on the move now. They are coming out of the chute and on to pit road as we speak.
This is an exciting time for the National Federation of the Blind, more than 50,000 blind people nationwide, for the students at Virginia Tech University, and for the sighted world as well. Many of these technologies will spin off into advancements for all of us. It's kind of nice when the blind lead the way into the future. This is what it's all about. This is what it comes down to.
Now they're coming off of pit road and will be making a left-hand turn here momentarily. They're going towards turn number four. They'll come back to our start-to-finish line where the key presentation will be made very shortly. Just now beginning to make that turn and heading into the trial very slowly here as they will work up and be there in just a few short seconds at the start-finish line here at Daytona for a first-ever event of its kind here today, the Blind Driver Challenge. It's a very historic day.
Larry, we want to thank the good folks at Daytona International Speedway. They have been incredible hosts. We want to thank the students at Virginia Tech University for accepting the Blind Driver Challenge, and we're looking for other corporations and universities to work with us to develop these extraordinary technologies, and the folks at Torque Engineering out here today.
Well, Kevin, we can see Mark now climbing out of the van and heading back toward the vehicle that he will be driving. And I'm assuming that Congressman Micah is aboard there now. He's opening his door and starting to come out. So the key presentation about to take place.
So Mark Riccobono, our blind driver, heading toward Blind Driver Challenge Ford Escape. Congressman Micah and Dr. Mark Maurer will exit the Blind Driver Challenge 1 vehicle. There will be the key exchange, and then Mark Riccobono will be driving the course at Daytona.
Congressman Micah has just made the key presentation, handing the keys over to Mark Riccobono, and the pictures are being taken now, a whole cadre of photographers there to mark this historic moment. Mark gets a pat on the back and a thumbs up from the congressman, and momentarily we'll step aboard that vehicle.
An historic day at Daytona for the blind of America and society of the world as we exhibit this brand new, extraordinary vehicle fitted out with cutting-edge technology.
Kevin, you know Mark very well. What's going through his mind? You've talked to him, and he's known that this moment was going to happen. What is he feeling? What's he thought about this event?
Well, Mark is the executive director of our National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute that does research and training. And I will say one thing. Everybody who has talked to Mark during this process says one thing. He's one cool customer. He takes it in stride. He knows it's an historic day.
But that's just the way Mark is. That's why he's a dynamic leader of the Blind of America. He's taking it easy. When I've driven the car, by the way, I was a little intense about it. It was enjoyable, but we knew we were testing new technologies. I'm sure Mark is feeling a little anxiety, but mostly confidence.
Well, I just looked down. He's in the car. He buckled up for safety. I saw him put the seatbelt on.
Safety first at Daytona.
Gloves are going on.
The drive grips. Now, he's got these drive grips that he's putting on his hands. They will give him vibrations to the fingers. The sensors send the info to the software pack. The software sends the information to his fingers and the speed strip upon which he sits that goes up his back.
Well, the cameramen are completely surrounding the vehicle now, trying to get a shot of Mark inside as they shoot through the windows and the windshield as well. The van has started to pull away now, and Mark, I would imagine, will be pulling away momentarily.
Photographer people have to get out of the way so that he can get about this historic venture of driving at Daytona.
I think he's getting settled into the car, making sure that he knows where everything is and going back through with the gloves and the steering wheel and everything that he needs to do to be completely comfortable before he starts out here on Daytona International Speedway. There's going to be a lot of different things that he is going to do in this machine that I think is going to wow a lot of people that are on hand here this morning.
Well, it's new technology, so we have some dynamic demonstration planned. And as I indicated earlier, Jim and Larry, he will be going through a slalom course of cones and barrels. Ultimately, there will be a van that will pull out in front of him, and we'll try to do some interesting things in terms of passing another vehicle, and we'll make sure you all know what's happening here trackside with Larry and Jim calling the action.
Well, we can look down to our right. What is turn one for the competitors in the Rolex 24 at Daytona? And there we see the barrels set up down there. There is a set of three of them, and then further down on what is turn six, there are at the exit of that, there are some more barrels down there. The van is now in place down there, and they have stopped. The doors are open on the van, and still Mark getting all settled in and getting ready to go. Pictures still being taken. Yet to roll.
Well, I was looking down to one of the camera guys actually just handed him a cell phone, so he may be doing an interview at the same time.
You know, we got to tell this blind driver, you can't text and drive. You know, that's safety first.
And I think it might have been one of the speed camera crew. I'm sure they're videotaping this today to show during the Rolex 24 broadcast as we get ready to start the Blind Driver Challenge. And he'll be pulling away very shortly and seeing what he can do. The cell phone's back out of the car, so it looks like we are about ready to get underway.
Again, it's dynamic new technologies, and we all know about technology. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't, but this is what it's all about, our maiden voyage, if you will. The National Federation of the Blind developing these cutting-edge technologies, and now we're going to demonstrate it. It's the first step in a process that will create some exciting new developments in the lives of people. We've been about changing what it means to be blind for 70 years in the NFB. And we're thrilled that Daytona is a part of this experience.
You know, on the lighter side, Kevin, there have been a lot of drivers here at Daytona that people have accused of being blind, but this is actually the very first where we actually have a blind person in the vehicle and will be driving. This is fascinating.
Well, and yesterday I had the good fortune to be in the car as Mark Riccobono was driving a bit, and it was kind of fun to call friends of mine around the country and say, you know, I'm actually being driven by a blind guy. I said, to the airport, stat.
Well, the cameramen have all stationed themselves now out probably 20, 30 yards in front of the vehicle, and it looks like Mark should be ready to roll here very shortly.
look again into the car, and I've seen him turn the steering wheel to the left, to the right, getting kind of comfortable, getting used to the feel of the car. He's giving
thumbs
a thumbs up now. Left hand up outside the driver's window. Thumbs up in the air. Looks like we are about ready to roll off the start-finish line here at Daytona.
So that means he's starting to get real-time data through the speed strip and the drive grips on his hands.
I'll see Mark in the vehicle. Hands at 9 and 3 on the steering wheel. I can see that through the front window of the car.
See, that's why I didn't get to participate as the driver, Larry. I didn't get that whole 9-3-10-2 thing down very well, I guess.
Can't tell time, huh?
Yeah, I have trouble with that. I do. Mark's family is with him. They have about a 7-month-old Oriana, their little baby. And Jordan, his 4-year-old, is trackside. And Mark actually took his family for a little drive yesterday. The technology was working extraordinarily well yesterday as he was able to take his wife, Melissa, Jordan, and Oriana on a little trip at the track yesterday.
Well, we just saw another hand come out, another thumbs up, and the wheel being turned back and forth, as Larry said. So we're waiting now. Here's another thumbs up. He is rolling.
Mark Riccobono of the National Ferry.
Traveling that big double yellow line that we have here at Daytona, which NASCAR drivers know they're not supposed to go beyond. But here he goes, driving off towards turn one into the infield, and up there will be an obstacle slalom course that you can see once he does arrive in that area.
And Kevin, he's not going real slow, really. He's looked like he's doing probably 20, 25 miles an hour, maybe. Nearing turn one down there, he's now just a car length up on the racing surface above the yellow line, and now it looks like the brake, hits the brake, turns left, making his way perfectly into what is turn one of the 3.56 mile course here at Daytona. Approaching the first set of barrels, makes his way around those perfectly. Now cuts over the second one and is approaching the third set.
A perfect slalom course for Mark Riccobono in the National Federation of
the Riding. And now, of course, he's got to work his way through the infield. He's going through Juan Hughes turn two for the Rolex 24 cars. It'll be coming up very shortly. He's got to work his way around and all the way through the International Horseshoe and up to the King, where we have something very special coming up in a short while. But he's got quite a ways to go. But already, how would you like to go out there? Let's say we put a blindfold on you to do what he has done already here at Daytona. I don't think you'd be very comfortable, but obviously he's done a great job. Went right through the slalom and now working his way around in the infield.
It's a vivid demonstration of the capacity and the ingenuity of blind people collaborating with society to change perceptions and create opportunity. That's what today is all about.
Well, Mark now is about halfway to the horseshoe. As he continues east towards the International Horseshoe. And he is, very shortly, he will be approaching the stands that are full over there where your group is seated, I'm assuming.
Yeah, the purple shirts are going to be giving him a rousing roar. He says he'll honk for people.
He's
coming up to the grandstand, fellow federationists. He is
gets out in front of him by, oh, some 120 yards or so.
By the way, that van has several boxes in the back of it, and shortly, they're going to do what they tell you not to do. Leonard, they're going to throw those boxes out in front of him.
That's right. I think he teaches his son Austin not to do that. I think I called him Jordan earlier. Austin Riccobono's in the house. Don't be littering like your dad and his team.
Well, there comes the first box, and now let's see if Mark avoids it. He does. He passes it on the right. The second box has been deployed. And he passes it on the left. Third box is out. The fourth box is out. And he's perfectly making his way between the two.
So they're throwing boxes out of the back of the van, and the blind driver is avoiding the boxes using this technology.
So he's made it through the slalom. He's made it through the boxes that have come out. Next up, once he goes through the Western Horseshoe, we're going to have a moving pass coming up. And what exactly is that?
The plan is for him to be able to actually pass the van. He'll go to the left of the van, the same van that was throwing out the boxes. He'll be able to pass it, just like you would do over here at I-4 or whatever. Sometimes they don't let my wife pass, you know, she gets a little...
Right now, Mark's going a lot faster than sometimes you can go on I-4 as well.
Now I look out, the van is pulled to the inside of the racetrack, and this is where we're getting ready for the moving pass. And Mark is going to the outside of the racetrack with the van down towards the bottom of the racetrack, and here we come up. He's closing in on the van to make the moving pass.
Well, this is what it's all about, this kind of dynamic display of the capacity and ingenuity of collaboration between the National Federation of the Blind and many in our community. It'll create opportunities for education and employment. It is an historic day, Jim and Larry.
Well, Kevin, he successfully made the pass. 100% complete so far. He has done everything that we expected.
And he's coming up to the finish line. He has made the pass, and he's coming to the finish line.
Makes a perfect turn.
You want to get up on my shoulders?
And this is just the beginning. This is the start of it. Over the next decade, we will be looking for university programs and corporations to accept the Blind Driver Challenge and collaborate with us.
He's approaching the end of the run, makes his way in between the barrels that are set up there.
One more step.
And mission accomplished.
We're proud of you, Mark Riccobono.
Congratulations to Mark and Kevin. Thank you for your input, and this has indeed been an historic occasion here in Daytona, and I know Mark is going to be climbing out of that SUV very shortly down there, and he's going to be a happy young man.
Look at our guys all grabbing their cell phones to text 89544 and make a contribution. To text DRIVE to 89544. Larry and Jim, thank you very much. It's been an honor for us to be a part of this historic day with you. Thank you for calling the action for our members, hundreds of them in the stands today, and thousands listening in on the internet. Thanks for letting us do this at this incredible raceway.
Well, thank you for letting us be a part of it. You're certainly welcome.
Absolutely. It's an honor to be part of this historic event today. I know you're excited, as everybody else. Thank you. Thank you very much, Kevin, and everyone that's out there, that purple t-shirted brigade that's out there in the International Horseshoe. Congratulations to you two for being here and being a part of this historic day at Daytona International Speedway.
Good job, Mark Riccobono. Let's hear it for Mark Riccobono.
There you have it, folks, where the impossible becomes possible. The Blind Driver Challenge at Daytona International Speedway is a success, a rousing success, going between cones, going around cones, going around boxes that are being thrown out dynamically, and passing a van also driving on the speedway, completely successfully navigating the course here at Daytona International Speedway. We'll have more from the press conference coming up a little bit later, as the fans here from the NFB exit the grandstands towards a press conference that are going to be held a little bit later on. Thanks for listening. For Blind Bargains, I'm JJ Meadow.